are listening to Idaho Matters. I'm George Prentice. We turn now to the Boise River Boogie. No, it's not a dance. It's a duathlon. And it's a fundraiser to help keep the river in good shape. Not that long ago, unfortunately, slaughterhouses in Garden City made the river run red. Raw sewage was dumped directly into the river, and the habitat suffered. Over time, Valley residents have begun to clean up the river. Over the last 8 years, the Boise River Enhancement Network has been working to keep the waterway healthy. Mike Holmza is with BREN, that's the Boise River Enhancement Network, and Katie Carberry founded the Boise River Boogie. Hi.
Hello there, George. Thank you for having us.
Okay. Mike, help us out. What is BREN and who makes it up?
Well, George, the Boise River Enhancement Network is a network of people that live, work, and play in the Boise River watershed, and we're dedicated to promoting the ecological enhancement of the Boise River. And I would say that our strength really comes from our diverse membership and just from the, all of our members' passion for the Boise River.
All walks of life?
All walks of life, yes, absolutely. You don't
What's your walk of life?
My walk of life is I'm a civil engineer, a hydraulics engineer, and I what I enjoy most is restoring rivers and habitat.
What is the river to you?
The river, the river is just the river is just a place to recreate. And on these hot days, I find I'll take my bike along the river and just cool off on these hot summer days. And it's a place for the whole community to meet and recreate and enjoy. I would like to say that, you know, the city of Boise's here because of the Boise River.
There is no Boise without the river.
Absolutely.
So what does BREN do to actually help the river?
Well, what we do, I would say our primary missions are just educational outreach, and we've got all sorts of informational programs. We collaborate with a lot of entities throughout the valley. For example, we've got nature walks at the Shakespeare Festival. Mm. And we've got all sorts of seminars and educational things. And then also we facilitate projects that some of our members or municipalities or entities up and down the river would like to participate in. So we help them with funding and getting projects done and technical expertise as well.
Okay, Katie, what's your walk of life?
I work for the Idaho Department of Environmental Quality and the Surface Water Program. So my walk of life is helping to keep the Boise River contaminant free.
So what inspired you to put this together and create this, the Boogie?
Well, BREN, you know, is a nonprofit, and so we do fundraising events. And I thought that creating a race that everyone is welcome to join and come and is open to the public would be a good way to get people in the Treasure Valley thinking and aware of the Boise River and maybe learn about how to be good stewards.
How long have you lived here?
I actually was born and raised here.
How long have you lived here?
I've been here for 25 years.
Can you talk a little bit about how the river has changed in your time? I think it has changed.
Yeah, you know, the river is both static and dynamic. I think what's changed most is the community around the Boise River. And I think that what we need to be cognizant of is that growth. And I'm concerned, the Boise River Enhancement Network is concerned that it's being loved to death. And I think we just need to be careful that we don't infringe upon the river as much. And we just take care of it. Everything, if you live and work in the watershed, you impact the river, whether it's your drinking water or the sewage or the roads that you're driving. We are directly connected to the river.
We'll talk big picture, but let's talk about immediate. What could we do sooner than later to help the river?
Well, there are so many different things we can do, and there's a huge litany of things that we can do. And I would say the first thing that your listeners could do, George, would be to go onto our website, theboiseriverenhancement.org, and see all the various things and just learn more about our various nature walks and programs and bird outings and so forth, and just see what we have. There's too many things to mention.
When you say we might love it to death, I think I know what you mean, mm-hmm. But just expand on that a little
bit. Well, for example, rivers are dynamic, like I said, and they want to move laterally back and forth. However, we have a tendency, we humans have a tendency just to build right up next to its banks. And that doesn't really accommodate the fact that the river wants to move and the fact that the river does flood. So we just need to step back a little bit and give the river a chance and some space to be a river.
Excellent.
And when I say river, too, it's not just the water. It's the fish, all the aquatic insects, the birds, the mammals, and all of us that live in the community with
the ecosystem. We're speaking with Mike Holmes with the Boise River Enhancement Network and Katie Carberry, who founded the Boise River Boogie. Katie, let's get fun now.
Yeah.
A duathlon?
Yes, Boise's only paddle run duathlon.
Okay, so what are the elements here of a duathlon?
So the Boise River Boogie starts at Esser Sunplot Park.
And by the way, the date is?
The date is September 15th. It's a Sunday. Mm-hmm. And the race starts out with a fun paddle across Quinn's Pond and back, and then it's followed by a two-mile loop run on the Greenbelt. So it all takes place right there, kind of in Boise's center stone of the river.
Ages?
It's open to all ages, so we have an adult course that I just described, and then we have a shortened course just for kids who are under 12, and it's a shortened paddle followed by a one-mile run loop around the park. And people can race as an individual and do the whole thing themselves, or if they don't like running so much, they can just do the paddle and have a partner do the run.
It's engagement quite often is about fun and recreating, right?
That's right.
That's really where, I was going to say the rubber meets the road, but it's really where the feet meet the water. And then there's the boogie, right?
Right.
Okay. Paddle, run, boogie.
Boogie.
So I'm assuming that there's a little bit of fun.
Right. So participants are welcome to take part in what we like to call the after party, and there'll be music by Joe Carberry, and then we're going to have beer from Lost Grove that's been donated to us. Lots of vendors will be set up, all who work in the Boise River, there to talk with people about what they do in the river and the watershed and how they can get involved to help.
Okay, so if someone wants to participate, you might have maybe a special incentive for our listeners?
I do. I would like to offer a 20% off discount to anyone listening today. You can go to the Athlinks page to register.
So what is normal registration? How much is that?
So adult registration normally is $45. Mm-hmm. And then if you're doing a team of two, it's $80.
Okay.
And that covers both participants. And
but
then
you're saying how much off if they use this?
They get 20% off if they use Idaho Matters code. So
that's the code. That's the special discount code is
correct.
Idaho Matters.
Right.
Wow.
So that's an easy one to remember, I think.
We would hope so. And on the website?
On the website, if you go to the Athlinks webpage, you can register for the boogie right there.
Very cool.
If I may, we also have there's a bunch of swag that we'll be giving out. And also there is an auction for an inflatable kayak that we'll be giving away as well, too. So certainly come down to the Boise River Enhancement Network's boogie and put your name in the hat for that.
And all of these funds obviously go toward the network and these initiatives and these programs.
They do. The funds that we receive go to the Boise River Enhancement Network and also specifically to two specific projects. This year, some of the money will be going to the Middleton. The city of Middleton's doing a park along the river down there. Funds will be going to that. And then also right across the river from your station here, George, we've been collaborating with the city of Boise and the Cottonwood Creek Daylighting Project.
Excellent. We've been speaking with Mike Holmes with the Boise River Enhancement Network and Katie Carberry, who founded the Boise River Boogie. Thanks again. It's September the 15th.
Yeah.
Thank you so very much. Thank you for joining us. Our producers are Samantha Wright and Frankie Barnhill. Associate producer is Hannah Gardowski. Our program associate is Norm Gunning. Our theme music written by musician Will Hall. I'm George Prentice. I will give it one more try tomorrow. You can hear today's program and previous interviews on our website at boisestatepublicradio.org.